Welcome back. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show. I'm Imani Spence, a producer for the show, and I'm sitting here with Mara Callahan, an art editor for City Paper.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, so excited to have you. Mara this week wrote an amazing article about Odyssey Works for the City Paper cover story. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Odyssey Works is essentially a theater company that's the members are spread across the United States. The director is based here in Baltimore. His name is Abraham Burickson. Basically, the company creates these interdisciplinary performances for an audience of one person, and the performance can last a weekend, months, and it's based on how that person perceives the world. And the company actually researches the person for several months before creating this performance. And they will get involved with choreographers, designers, actors, and they create this very, very complex layered performance for this person. And the person is often not just observing, but participating in the performance. So this story follows their most recent odyssey, and they created this odyssey actually for their assistant director, because they, between their applicants who they make odysseys for, they do one for their members so that their members actually know what it feels like to experience the art that they're making. So they created this odyssey for this young woman, and it took her from New York to Baltimore. It's the first performance that's ever touched down in Baltimore, and then to Arlington, Virginia. And it was I participated in the performance because, as a journalist, I had to be planted in the performance. So it tells that story from that perspective as well as hers.
That's awesome. And tell us a little bit about, I guess, the process of getting this published and written and everything.
Well, I first talked to Abraham Burickson, the director and co-founder of Odyssey Works, about a year ago, and we talked on and off throughout the year, and then their performance was in November, very shortly after the election, and also right after Odyssey Works published a really, really fantastic book called Odyssey Works that sort of looks at their past performances, specifically a performance that they did for the author Rick Moody, who wrote The Ice Storm and Garden State. And it's also proposals for their for the way that they approach art making. So it's influenced, it's informed by that, as well as my experience being in the performance, which in Baltimore took place at Church & Company. It was framed as a kind of book event, but with a twist.
That's one of my favorite parts. I think it's also really cool when you read the article, you can see how this is very different from other pieces of performance, obviously. Mm-hmm. And also you can tell how it kind of changed the way, at least for me, how I understand performance art and how I understand our audience. And I think that's one of the big pieces of it. So that's right. Awesome. So what else is in City Paper this week?
So this week we have a great essay by Baynard Woods on Jeff Sessions, who is right now one of the most dangerous pieces of flaming garbage in the country right now, for civil rights. Baynard looks at it specifically from the perspective of the war on drugs and pot legalization. There's also a great review of the BMA's Matisse Diebenkorn exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
By Rebecca Kirkman. And Brandon Soderberg reviews Our House, which is a crazy, crazy, silly place.
Yeah, which is, for those who don't know, it's a new eating house. What do they call it? An eating market in Remington?
Food hall, yeah.
Food hall, okay.
Food hall. It's a food court, guys.
Yeah, it's an adult food court in Remington, right at Howard and Huntington or something. But I'm sure that's going to be an interesting review, given how weird it is as a place.
Yes.
And also, it's really cool to see you guys talk about Jeff Sessions, because I know we've been mulling that over at our side of Steiner Show. You are listening to Mara Callahan, art editor from City Paper, and I am Imani Spence, the producer for The Mark Steiner Show. Thanks for listening.